It's after we finished learning Chavis Talmidim. Tonight I have to quickly make it down to the Bar Mitzvah. So if you'd like to learn Peleoyetz, just do a short piece right after we finish learning as quickly as possible. We're speaking here about, I'm trying to pinpoint with accuracy what the issues are, why it's harder to do chinuch nowadays. And he says it has to do with a form of chutzpah that that children, underdeveloped children, have already feel that they can exert their own individuality and independence, and that causes a lot of problems. Here goes. Im nachter al toich yelid hanar, al toich nefesh hanar. If we would dig down into the nefesh of the nar. Vinis boinein binis yoines zakim v'amitim. And we would, binis boinein, we would think about, we would focus on the nis yoines zakim v'amitim. B'chol mahalcha. And we look at the nisyonis, the pure nisyonis, the real nisyonis, in the whole mahalach, the whole process. Nira sha'al pi haroiv ein hanar sar midarki Hashem bepamachas. It's not. It's usual that he doesn't just go off right away, one shot. Lo mechal Shabbos bepamachas. He doesn't just, you know, all of a sudden decide he wants to mechal Shabbos. Afeni yoytz lebeis amedrash letiatrois. Not even going to theaters. La Havdil, leave the Beis Medrash to go to a theater. Pissoim doesn't happen right away. It doesn't happen just in a moment. This is what the Gemara says. This is the craft of the Yetzirah. Hayoyim armer lo asei kach. Ulamocher asei kach. Yetzirah says today, just do this, and tomorrow do that. The Yetzirah starts with the what's so bad. That's a very common answer that people say to me. What's so bad? What's so bad is that's what the Yetzirah doesn't want you to do so bad. He wants you to do just little bad. Once he's got you doing that little bad, so then he's going to keep on pulling you into the so bad. You'll get there. You just got to wait. You start with the little bad. That's what Yetzirah wants to do. Ulufum riyata royim bi gamara. It appears from the Gemara. It seems from the Gemara that what we're saying is that a person's coming to start decreasing in his avodas Hashem or increasing in the Dvarim Asurim. That's when the Yetzirah is like using this technique. It doesn't start with Avera Chamura. But in stages, he slowly, you know, goes deeper and deeper. But the Rebbe says it's much more than that. But as we see, gam terem shebol emaisa harishoina hachikal, even before he does that very first move, the very first step, even before that, the slightest thing. Gam bedaitoi pnima hamashber loinase pisoin ubapamachas. There's something going on inside of a person. Even before he stops his whole regiment, his whole schedule, even before he's making any moves at all, but something inside is changing. And that change also doesn't happen overnight. It could be it started a year earlier, a year before, or more than that. It started getting like wounds. It's like something that, the one hand is something like injured, but not injured. It's like, he's not sure. He's not sure about this whole lifestyle. He's not sure about this whole learning thing. He's not sure about, like, why he's... So it's a petza ve'enu. kenega nira li babayis. The pasuk says it's like a nega. There's like something happening in the house. Rak kenega. Nega veino nega, which means that he hasn't like decided that he doesn't want to do it, but he kind of lost a little bit of his appreciation for it. He lost his understanding. He starts drifting in his mind. He's drifting. He's doing the same thing, but in his mind, he's like, why am I doing this? What's the purpose? Umimena mis mivatzbetzes machshava daka min adaka. From that, there's just a little bit of rot there in his brain. It's daka min adaka. It's just this teeny little thing. Listakel al ha-Torah va'avoida kaldover nivze ubatlonas. He looks at Torah, looks at Avodah, says it's a waste of time. What am I doing? I'm wasting my time. It's nivze, it's something that he has no appreciation for.
He
sees everything else out there. Shel hoilulus barus upachazus. He sees the world of hoilulus, which is just laughter and rashness. Kiyafe v'toyev. It looks so beautiful out there. All the bright lights, all the neon, all the fancy, everything that looks on the surface very enticing. V'gam siba achikala v'cholalingrom petzel kazeh. And it could be something very, it seems to be insignificant. It can cause this kind of switch. Ki mitz'orahi b'reishisa v'eina po'elis harbe olav v'almaisav. He really doesn't do much. He's still doing the same thing. He's still getting up. He's still going through the motions. Maybe it lost a little bit of the flame that's inside of him, Aluma, the passion. But he's still going through the motions. So, you know, it's not like he feels so threatened by that machshava. Raboisov av chaverov hayoisa kroivim. His rebbeim, even his close friends, eino makirim boy oz shumishtanos. They didn't even notice. They haven't noticed any difference. Ach me'at me'at mis'amekes. Slowly that teeny little speck of rot in his brain, it starts going deeper. Ibn nafshoy u'misracheves b'machshavto, starts to spread. Nefesh v'ad basar mechale. From it just being something that's inside, going on inside of him, it spreads to his basar, which means that stops doing what he's supposed to do. Upisoim kol rash nishma, and suddenly people hear it's a tumult. V'hini ozav es beis elokim, he left yeshiva. V'nofel leber shachas rachmanu letzlan, and he's on his way down. What he's saying over here, chiddush, what the Rebbe is saying over here is it's not about when a person starts slacking. It's about when a person in his mind starts losing his drive, his appreciation, his respect, and his desire to do this. That's where everything is triggered. And over there, the danger is that, you know, he's still going through the motions, so he doesn't feel like, okay, I'm not in crisis mode. And by the time he realizes, it's too late. Because there's so much that's going on inside, so much rot. There's so much that's sick about his neshama that he feels like he can't even do it anymore. Lost, gave up hope. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol nivra. Where does it come from? Where does it come from, this internal struggle, this, you know, this identity crisis that people go through, like, why am I doing this? Should I be doing this? This is really important. This is really for me. Am I cut out for this? Al pi roiv, in general, nega pnimi zeba nefesh, this thing, this infliction that he has inside of him, bam in yeshus v'hisnagdus haniskorim la'el. In general, it comes from this yeshius, this ego, this independence, this isnagdus, this resistance, and his karm la'el that we mentioned previously. Given shiyasa neish b'fnei atzmo, the person has become independent. A yesh b'fnei atzmo, his own identity. V'is nagdus afsina mibatzbetzes b'kirbo neged aviv, and he has even some sort of hatred, resistance inside of him against his father, Raboisav, Mechanchov, his Rebbeim, his teachers. Loirach negdom misayreres. It doesn't only come against them. It's not dusay. Rach elashayoru oiso. Where are they coming from? They're coming from the Torah. They're coming from the Torah way of life. And he doesn't want to hear from them. He doesn't want to hear from the Torah way of life. And everything that they represent, he doesn't like. He has a resistance to it. And that itself creates inside of him difficulty to be able to connect. Why? Because I know. If a person would be more receptive to hear, he'd be more appreciative of direction, he'd be more understanding of why it is that he's not ready to make that decision himself, then he'd see it in a whole different light. He'd see that everything that's happening, he'd see everyone that's around him as being coaches, as being people that are trying to help him, trying to bring him closer. He sees the entire lifestyle as something that he feels that he respects. The moment you lose your respect for something, why would you want it? Why would you want it? Toitzos divareinu him. This is the outcome of what we're saying. Shelefnim kol madrich va'avay yochol lachanech es yalde Yisrael. Back in the day, every father, every rebbe could be machanech the children in Klal Yisrael lohayroy sam derech Hashem, just to show them the path. Af im lohaya medayek lachanech al pidarko. Even if he wasn't very careful, meticulous, to tap into his particular personality to know what's right for him. Sheramaz lo neshlom amel. Shlom amel said that you want to be a master machanech al pidarko shoko ben v'talmid taitov atzmusay. You want to be a master machanech. You got to be able to understand every person, his nuances, the details of his neshama, understand exactly what makes him tick, to know what's going to talk to him. But back in the day, they didn't need that. All they had to do is they had to give people a certain type of regilis, they had to give them a certain type of mode of operation, they had to get them into a certain habit, and instruct them what to do. Hayagam kema, that would also work. Why? Mepnei shehayeled bekatnusay. Because when they were younger, even when he's already in his teenage years, nefesh nekiya hoisa, he was still what's called a mekabel. He was still listening. V'lo oid, el shagam hu ba'atzmoy bekir ba'pnima hir gishrei kanusoy. Aside for the fact that he understood himself, I am not ready to make this decision. I'm too immature. I'm too underdeveloped. I don't have enough experience to be able to already dictate where I'm, my path in life, what I'm going to do. I'm not prepared. V'cheshkas daitoy u'min tzimon pnimi hoye bekirboy lishmoy es derech Hashem. He understands from his mind is still like dark, and he's athirst that someone should help him. He feels like he's lost in a forest, and he wants someone to give him directions. The mashal, very famous mashal from the Mesilas Yesharim, is a person's in a maze, like a cornfield, and he has no clue where to go. And there are some people that they've already been through the maze, and they could give you directions. You'd be a fool to not listen. Life is too short for us to, you know, make our own mistakes. There's other people out there that can tell us what the right thing is to do. And if a person really is searching for truth, so then he doesn't feel threatened by asking someone else for help. He doesn't feel threatened by the fact that he has to listen to someone else's opinion and maybe he doesn't know. But a person that wants to feel independent, I know, I'm doing it. I got it under control. I can take care of this. But back in the day, it wasn't like that. There was something clean. There was something pure. Even at an older age, where he understood that he needed someone to be able to mold him, to give him more directions. Even if there was a moment where he's being resistant a little bit and he's not listening, Gam kein hirgish ba'atzmai, even knows inside himself. He knows he made a mistake. Okay, well, you know, none of us are perfect, so there are moments when we're like, you know, I can't accept that. But he knows inside that that's really, he's doing it wrong. His father, his Rebbe, even if he's punishing him, even if he's hitting him, he knows he's right. And the child knows that he's wrong. He has a certain feeling of like, you know, that feels down about himself. From now on, he forces himself to listen. And to be mavatel is das in front of their das. Umeat meat, slowly, kolat bekirboy es toiras Hashem. It starts to stick. It starts to become a part of him. The Torah of Hashem, lios Yehudi Neman, what it really means. Imhaya echad mehem yoiser ben toiro pachos, al Yehudim oivdi Hashem kulam hayu. Back in the day, maybe there's people that, you know, learned more, learned less, but they were all oivdi Hashem. Back in the day, that's what it was. The world is such a confusing place. That's why it's called an oilam. Because the oilam is milashen helam. Everything is hidden. Nothing is the way that it seems. A person comes into the world without experience and says, well, this looks right to me. It might look right to you, but the world is a hidden place. There are so many false doors. We think we're trying to make our way through the world, but there's so many things. This looks like this is the way to go. It's this nice big door to say, well, this has got to be, you know, the gateway to freedom and to happiness. And we're wrong. It could be this teeny little door that you can't even see. That's the exit. Doesn't look like an exit to me. Well, you don't have experience. The world is a helam. The world is hidden. Kodesh Baruch Hu's hiding the doors. It's Hester. So what looks obvious to us is very possibly wrong. So what does it mean to be a makabel? So he says, it means levatel es ritzoyne lefnei ritzoyne. I was talking once to someone and I said to him, you know, he said to him, you have a problem being makabel. He said to me, no, I don't. Just explain it to me. If you can explain it to me, I'll do it. I said, let me say that again. You have a problem being a makabel. He said, no, I'll be makabel from you. No problem. If you explain it to me. What's going on? In his mind, be makabel means you tell me, and then if it makes sense to me, then I'll do it. You told me, and I did it. I'm makabel. Because you told me. And I respond to him, you didn't do it because I told you. You did it because you understood it and then you decided to do it. So what you're telling me is, you will never be makabel anything anyone says. Nothing, nobody. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not doing it. If I don't understand it, it's not happening. Because if this brain can't process it, then it's not true. It's a person that doesn't know what it means to be makabel. Now, I'm not saying that people have to be makabel from me. But the concept of being makabel, someone that says that being makabel to me means explain it to me and then I'll do it, means I'm not makabel from anybody. Nobody knows better than me. That's that independence. But a person doesn't realize there are so many things that we just don't know how to read. We are not the most seasoned, the most veteran. We're not the person that knows the best. I am zoicha to have a very special relationship with my Rebbe. I feel very, very close to him. Rebbe David Cohen, who's one of the G'dayli Hador. What's his G'dayli Hador? But I know that when Rebbe David has a shaila, that he goes to Rebbe Aaron Leib. He doesn't answer it himself. Now, Reb David has thousands of people that go to him for etzes. Thousands. But he also goes for etzes. Because he's not saying, I know the answer to everything. No one can tell me. He knows when he's out of his league. I don't have experience in that area. I don't know the answer to that question. There are times when I speak to Reb David, he says, I can't answer that. You have to go to a Baron Levy. I can't answer that. What does that mean? So many of us are trying so hard when we're kids already to like, I know the answer to the question, you know? But there are people that they're so big and they're still listening to other people. Listen to this in this week's parsha. It's Pele Otzim, the Gadol Hador. He's the Gadol Hador. Amram, the father of Yocheved and Aaron at the time, Miriam and Aaron, sorry. He's the Gadol Hador. He's Purish Me Ishtoi. All of Klal Yisrael follows suit. Everyone's doing what he does. And his daughter makes a suggestion to him. And maybe he made a mistake. And he's open to that. He's open to that possibility. How many people, when they're already 17 years old, are not open to anyone else's? I'm not open to that possibility. I'm not willing to think about that. I have my opinions. I have my direction. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know where I want to go. I know what's right for me. And that's it. Person has to his whole life try to be a Makabel. Lo kenata, but that's not the way it is. Hayeshius shel hayeled, the independence, the ego of a child, v'atzmusoi miskadem, it is coming prematurely. Lisgabel belo itoy, before its time. V'imoy, and with that independence, gam har goshoysov, his feelings. And people have feelings, and feelings are so powerful. Of what do I enjoy? What do I like? Not only what do I think is right and not right, but what do I enjoy? And the hergish doesn't allow him to enjoy anything else, because he's already started, this is my lifestyle. Shifoisav, what are his dreams? Hashkafoisav, what's his outlook on life? But Oidam Boiser, before he's ready really to establish those, when he's still not ripe, Boimis Galois, and they're coming out. Ubisibasan, Peirud, Bisina, Ben Habonim, Behoireim Oila. And that's why they have so much distance and anger and even hatred between parents and children. B'nei Doreinu Shehayu Mukhsharim Liyos Yehudim Ne'amanim Yatzu Ve'enam. They could have been Yehudim Ne'amanim. They just outed too early. How many people do I know that at a young age were not particularly, you know, fluent in their learning, weren't particularly devoted to their learning, and they didn't yet find their groove at 17, at 18, at 19. How many people do I know that way? How many people are in this yeshiva that I know that way? But they were waiting, because they know I can't decide at 17 years old what I'm doing with my life. I'm not ready for that. I'm still trying to find, still searching. And then they hit a place when all of a sudden it's going, and it's going, and it's going smooth, and they're driving, and it's overdrive, and it's turbo, and they're going 150 miles an hour, and they never would have made it if they would have decided at 18 years old, okay, I'm done skiing, I'm finished, I can't do this, not for me. I decided, this is just not where my heart is. And we're losing people because they're bailing out too early. Because everyone feels that I am ready to make this decision. I'm ready to take my life in my own hands. Nehafchu aleinu la'oyevim. Those people, instead of being Yehudim Ne'amanim, They're our enemies now. Soichakim umecharkim shein aleinu. They laugh at us, and they grind their teeth. Va'alam unaseinu and al ramuna. V'zois ro'a Shlomo HaMelech b'chochmas Hashem asher boy. Shlomo HaMelech envisioned this. Shlomo HaMelech saw this coming. Shlomo HaMelech said, it might work for a few generations, just giving people instructions, just telling them what to do. You know, the basic, just simple type of pedagogue. But that's not going to work long term. Chinuch al pidarkoi shakol echad ve'echad. We've got to be mechanech every single one, because eventually that's the type of chinuch we're going to need. That's what this generation needs. Why does it need it? We discussed. But what do we need? We need every person to be able to try to find his koichas and work on his koichas. And that means knowing yourself. It means your Rebbe knowing who you are. We spoke before that every child has inside of him an oitzer. He has a treasury of kedusha, of spirituality. But you have to know how to access it. You have to know how to use it. It could be at 16 years old, we don't know how to do that. We haven't managed to get it in gear. But it's there, it's inside of us. Gam be'inyan hazeh, hein emes, it's true, she'ish Yusuf shel ha'yel Yisraeli nizdabek beruach ha'mahalech ben kol nari ha'ilam. Person sees there's so many people out there that are not connected. There are so many people out there that are doing nothing with their neshama. And we have a natural tendency to just to connect with that. It's so easy. It's so light. It's so meaningless. But it's also painless. Miss Gabel, Lizgalois Boida Boiser. It's coming out when he's young. There's a certain freedom a person feels. To be able to express himself. To be able to have an opinion. To be able to feel like I'm important. But what happens? So now he's a person. Great, good for you. At 16 he's a person. He remains that same person. When he's 18, when he's 20, when he's 40, when he's 50 years old, he still remains that little kid who's having his midlife crisis, who's already on his third wife, who's already been through numerous jobs and all different types of, you know, different crises that are going on. Why? Because he never grew up. Because growing up means you have to listen to someone else help you grow up. Okay, so he says like this. So now that we have this problem, we have this underdeveloped Yiddish neshama, what are we going to do with him? It's a big issue. It's very, very bitter because it hasn't managed to ripen. But what is coming out when we speak about this premature individuality? Hello, Ishius Yisraelis. It's forth a Yiddish neshama. So how do we deal with it? We have to somehow soften ourselves. We have to somehow be sensitive to this person. Grab him. Catch him before he becomes the enemy. Which is, what does that mean? He means you got to make it geschmack. Find what this kid, if he's a Yiddish neshama, he can enjoy Torah. True, you have to maybe make it a little bit more, you know, colorful, a little bit more, you know, out of the box. But do it in Torah. In Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol HaNaviim, V'chol HaTzadikim, Hirkinu Es Atzmam. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. How did he do that? He totally brought himself down. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching, you know, the simplest people. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? We have no musig of what... And he came down to speak to, like, the simplest person. Here, kinu es atzma migoido madregas tzidkasam aleinu. Afle tzorchi gufeinu, even for our physical needs. Avraham Avinu is running after, you know, Yishmaelim, Goyim, giving them food. Even for physical needs, he's doing it. Would we not sin if we would be mazniach them? We would just like ignore them. Give it to them. Give it to them a gishmak, a meal. Give it to them gishmak, a vart. Give them something that they can relate to. Something that they can enjoy. If we don't soften, lower ourselves, bend ourselves to be mechanech, every one of them al pidarko. He's still here. He's still in the yeshiva. In liyos eved neman Hashem, you want to teach him to be good eved Hashem. Oichas v'sholom peshe Yisrael. Right now, he's at a crossroads. Tzrichim anu laharchin es atzmeinu. You got to do it. A love to him who ledaber kil shoynay. Speak in his sprach. Talk in his language. Kimat lehishapich oz liyelad. Practically to become a child. Ledaber imoy kedaito ukeerkoy. And to speak to him like his das, his mind, his erech, his value. That's what we have to do. You have to try to get there, to be there on there. Try to speak to people on their level. That's the challenge. And our challenge, on the other hand, is to try to, like, mature a little bit. As much as this is the spirit of the times, but if we can try to bring ourselves, lift ourselves up from that just a little bit, to try to be a little bit more open. Try to listen more. Try to figure out where is our place. What are we supposed to be doing here? Someone said to me once, "You expect me to listen to everything, so then I'm just a robot. I'm just doing whatever you tell me to do. That's all I'm doing. I'm nobody." The answer is that you have the choice to decide to listen or not. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you, don't steal. You say, well, if I listen to Hashem, I'm just a robot. I'm not stealing because Hashem told me. So therefore, no. We have the choice to listen or not to listen. What are we? We are Koyach HaBechira. Our Koyach HaBechira is not to decide what's right and wrong. Our Koyach HaBechira is to decide, are we prepared to do what's right? Or are we not? There's a Koyach HaBechira. Some of us, the Koyach HaBechira takes a step earlier. Are we prepared to listen? Or are we not prepared to listen? Beis Hashem, B'li Neder.